Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Washington, D.C. officials just gave an update on the recovery effort in the Potomac River after the deadly collision between a plane and an Army helicopter that killed 67 people. D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly.
We have recovered 41 sets of remains, and 28 of those victims have been positively identified. And as of 6 a.m. this morning, next of kin notifications have been made to 18 families.
CBS's Charlie Daggett says investigators have a lot to look at.
You put yourself in a situation where the conditions are what they would be. So is it a congested airport? Yes. Are you near a flight path? Yes. Are there commercial airlines coming in? Yes. Are you in the dark? Yes. And you have to push that sort of envelope of where they're understanding, and all of these assessments are taking place.
There are reports the helicopter may have been flying higher than allowed. Here come President Trump's tariffs.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the president is doing exactly what he said he would do.
The president will be implementing tomorrow a 25% tariffs on Mexico, 25% tariffs on Canada, and a 10% tariff on China.
Leavitt added the president has shown he can effectively use tariffs without adding to inflation, despite concerns expressed by many economic experts who say tariffs will have the opposite effect. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Personal spending rose slightly last month. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the report suggests prices are still too high.
It does bolster the case for the Federal Reserve to be patient, hoping that that inflation rate moves towards its 2% target.
In Southern California, a man is pleading guilty after his drone collided with a firefighting plane during the Palisades fire. Acting U.S. Attorney Joe McNally says that man wasn't the only one.
Contrary to law and basic common sense, some individuals were recklessly operating drones around the firefighting relief efforts.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports Hamas has released a list of the three male hostages it will release next.
So far, the ceasefire in Gaza is holding, and so is the one Israel agreed with Lebanon. Sort of. In the past 24 hours, Israeli aircraft have attacked what the army described as Hezbollah targets near the border with Syria.
A source tells CBS News the Justice Department is talking to federal prosecutors about dropping their corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. It's not clear if the prosecutors will. In Louisiana, where abortion is illegal, a grand jury has indicted a New York doctor who allegedly prescribed an abortion pill that a minor took. The girl's mother had ordered the pill for her online. On Wall Street, stocks lower this afternoon. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The body of the man who fell through the ice has been found. The recovery operation on Lake Elizabeth in Kenosha County has successfully located the body of the 70-year-old man who went missing after a UTV broke through the ice yesterday. Two other people on the vehicle were able to escape but did not require further treatment. Our Racine program to help with mental illness starts soon. NAMI Racine County is offering a free 8-week course called Family to Family. It's designed to support family members and caregivers of people with mental illness. A viral claim circulating about a Puerto Rican family being detained by ICE for speaking Spanish outside of a Walmart remains unverified. We've not been able to find anything to support that social media claim. Milwaukee County Supervisor Juan Miguel Martinez has taken to social media to say he's not been able to find evidence to support the claim. And downtown Racine will feature large metal kites as part of its annual public art installation this summer. The kites are being built by welding students at Gateway, and they'll be decorated by selected artists. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers making changes on their coaching staff. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. ESPN reporting the Packers plan to hire DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Covington was the Patriots' defensive coordinator last year. He was hired by Bill Belichick and was New England's defensive line coach when they won their most recent Super Bowl 5 years ago. But the Packers are losing linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli. After just 1 year in Green Bay, Campanelli is 42. He grew up in New Jersey playing linebacker at Rutgers.
I started as a high school coach. I grew up around high school football, you know, my father and my brothers and everything. So that's really where my background is.
College basketball. The Badgers hope to bounce back after losing at Maryland. Wisconsin will be at Northwestern tomorrow. Tip-off time, 1 o'clock. Number 9th ranked Marquette at home in Milwaukee against UConn tomorrow night. Game time, 7 p.m. The Bucks road trip continues tonight in San Antonio against the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team. He'll be joining Giannis as a reserve. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And more sunshine peeking out here this afternoon with breezy winds. They're crisp, too, pulling out of the northeast, just keeping our highs to the upper 30s. Tomorrow, temperatures slide to the low 30s and chances of light snow moves in at night. Accumulations look light, though, like less than half an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 39.
It's the Beach Boys, California Girls on WRJN, a song that was written by both Mike Love and Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Wilson wrote the music, Love wrote the lyrics.
Memorial Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, it's the Captain and Tennille. Love will keep us together, and ultimately for them, it didn't. All right, are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one. The last major Hollywood film to be released on VHS was A History of Violence in 2006. Thing number two, brains have a consistency not unlike tapioca pudding. Thing number three, because of a lawsuit, Ben and Jerry's stopped claiming their famous ice cream came from Happy Cows. And thing number four, in 2010, a few Holiday Inn hotels in Britain offered human bed warmers to pre-warm guests' beds for them. And there are four things you did not know yesterday.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability. We're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends. Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie. Time is running out. Show that special someone how much they mean to you with a Valentine's Day bouquet, straight from the heart. With over 40 years of handcrafted floral artistry, let The Personal Touch by Julie bring your love to life, one petal at a time. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heart?
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about. Then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Talked to me and he smiled, said, come and walk with me, come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone, but you ain't got a dime, there's no time for the fool.
So much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Emergency responders have recovered the body of a 70-year-old man who fell through the ice on Lake Elizabeth in Twin Lakes. The Kenosha County death came after a UTV incident yesterday. Two others on the vehicle were rescued but declined medical attention. Local law enforcement has been warning people about ice dangers since temperatures rose earlier in the week. Downtown Racine will again transform into an art gallery this summer with the pieces picked. Large metal kites will adorn the downtown for the annual art installation. The metal kites will be built by welding students at Gateway and then decorated by a group of selected artists. Applications are currently being accepted. After the summer display, the kites will be auctioned off. Official union support was declared today in the court race. Judge Susan Crawford's campaign for the state Supreme Court picked up the endorsement of the Wisconsin State AFL-CIO. Brad Schimmel, the Republican candidate, has been endorsed by more than 50 sheriffs across the state and the Milwaukee Police Association. The election April 1st will determine whether liberals maintain their majority on the court or if conservatives regain control. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More and more sunshine peeking out here this afternoon with breezy winds. They're crisp, too, pulling out of the northeast, just keeping our highs to the upper 30s. Tomorrow, temperatures slide to the low 30s and chances of light snow moves in at night. Accumulations look light, though, like less than half an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 39.
And local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time
passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. And I cry.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, you've been waiting for it. Here it is, your chance to win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association. They're going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois on Friday, February 28th. Now, hopefully you were listening earlier this morning when Dan Marcus played his interview with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits. He asked Peter if he remembered what band opened up for him and Herman's Hermits on August 21st, 1967. So let me ask you, what band opened up for Herman's Hermits on August 21st, 1967? If you heard it and you know the answer, call me now. 634-9756 is the number. That's area code 262-634-WRJN. First person to correctly answer wins tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association. Good luck from WRJN.
On a Sunday afternoon. I can't imagine anything that's better.
way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life would be ecstasy, you and me endlessly moving on a Sunday afternoon run.
Can we listen to local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with Jackson Brown and Dr. My Eyes. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right. We do have a winner in our contest to see Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois. You know what? We may have more chances for you to win those coming up, especially in our Valentine's Day contest. Keep listening for details on that on WRJN. And by the way, in a few minutes, I'll give you the answer to today's Herman's Hermits question. We'll do that coming up on WRJN.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text TIGER to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text TIGER to 42424. That's TIGER to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
You know what I mean? Just the two of us.
local news, timeless hits, Herman's Hermits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Herman's Hermits, of course, coming to the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois, with the Association. That's coming up on Friday, February 28th. I told you I'd give you the answer to today's Herman's Hermits question. The question was, what band opened up for Herman's Hermits on August 21st, 1967? The answer was The Who.
J.N.
To swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Thank you.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Wallace, Washington, D.C. first responders have recovered 41 bodies from the Potomac River after this week's collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter. D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly expects all 67 bodies will be recovered.
I believe for us to recover the rest of the remains that we are going to need to get the fuselage out of the water.
CBS's Skylar Henry has an update on the investigation.
What is essential for NTSB at this time is to try to reconstruct and recreate how this happened, to get to the bottom of what went right, what went wrong, what was protocol, what wasn't protocol.
The FAA is now restricting helicopter traffic near Reagan National Airport. Gary O'Hara's son, Ryan, was the crew chief of that Black Hawk.
I keep wondering if my wife and I, and Taryn, will ever feel like we're going to be whole again, because we're just broken. You're just broken.
CBS's Mark Strassman asked O'Hara about President Trump blaming the crash on DEI policies. O'Hara said people in the Army have to earn their spots. Sources tell CBS the Trump administration has told some